morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 85. So, thought that culminates for today is over hearing multiple conversations about or by people who are dating. And the person, and typically these conversations are had by women about men, not so much about women, about other women. So I'm hearing, I'm curious to know if that's, if this happens for them too. But, and I have heard a little bit of this going the other way, a couple complaints by men towards women, but mostly it is women about men in particular, where they are ghosted in the dating process. And I've certainly heard stories about people who they've been going out with somebody for months and the person just drops off and ghosts them. Okay, not cool. Like, in so many ways, that is just inappropriate in every way around it. Unless there is something that screams of mental illness or fear or something. So I hope there's a bigger thing going on than, yeah, I just wanted to end the relationship, but I just didn't know how. My God, if you don't know how, talk to somebody. But the other thing that's come up is, yes, there's the talking to people like over like chats or texts or however people like do their dating thing. And they're talking, they're not really heavily into it. And maybe the conversation falls off, maybe for them or the other person. And then the person doesn't really respond back. And that's not cool, but that's not like so horrible. Or at least it seems somehow a little bit more acceptable, but not cool. Good to just let people know what's going on some level. But what I'm mostly thinking of are the people who have talked about, like, they're in conversation. They've had really good conversations. They're talking about connecting. They've even talked about things to do when they get together. And then she says, in these situations, and I guess some cases, not even fully true that it's the she says, but you think about what you're going to do and you're, okay, when are we going to get together? And then nothing back. Or in cases where the time is planned out, the time and the date and the location, and or maybe there's one piece of information missing, and then all of a sudden they just drop off. No response, nothing. And in some cases, I'm fascinated with this because on some dating sites, I guess you can actually see if the other person is like online. So you can see that person is like still potentially alive. And I just, you know, it's like, what is this about? I wish I could stop time and find these people and ask them and like have an understanding, like what the heck is going on? Is it that, you know, because what it feels like a lot of times is for some of these people, they're maybe good, secure job. They've got their crap together, basically, right? So they've got their crap together. Their job is secure. They're good looking, maybe, or perceived that they are, and are charming and are able to work their way potentially into other relationships. Or whatever relationship they perceive they want. And so therefore, when they're sort of done with something, it's the power to go, I don't care about you anymore. And I don't even owe you an explanation because I'm so above you. That's what it feels like. I don't know completely what's going on. I know some people who kind of act in that realm and have seen that. So that's kind of my assumption when I see and hear that happening. Because it's not so much about the people. Like, some of these people that I know that it's happened to, they're professional, attractive people. And that doesn't mean that their personality maybe doesn't come across, or the person doesn't like their personality. And that's fine. They decide this isn't going to be a match, no matter how great professionally and good looking you are. Fine, if that's the actual case. But then say that. But the dropping off, it's like, what is the deal? Is it that you're married or you're in a relationship or you need the ego stroking, or that you've just decided this person is beneath you in whatever way, or you've found the next best thing, or maybe you have, you know, you've had some sexy time talk and you've gotten off and therefore you don't need this person anymore. So you just kind of used them. I'm fascinated by this phenomenon because we're in a whole different world of dating. And how do people do this? And then what bugs me is when it's almost sort of like accepted and normal. Like, I guess if we socially decide that this is okay, maybe that's okay. But to me, it just seems really disrespectful. And it feels like it's just one more way for men to have one more kind of powerful thing that they can use against women. and increase their ego and feed their own ego and toss women aside. We don't have that so much in our culture, but that's to me what this is. That's what it feels like to me, or what it looks like. It's sort of the new way of, I can have any woman I want and I shall toss you to the wind when I am through with you. And it's deemed as less hurtful because in like the ghosting thing, you haven't physically even gotten together in the cases that I'm talking about or whatever. So it's supposedly less hurtful, but is it less, like, it's less hurtful in a certain level for sure. But is it any less damaging on a cultural whole? I know I was reading an article in Playboy a while back where they were kind of talking about how the dating and the hookup culture is making men have no skill set. I mean, this isn't really new information, but it was interesting to hear their perspective. It's making men not have to have social skills. They don't have the ability to connect with people well, and they don't learn how to operate in a relationship, and they don't have to work to get sex anymore. So they don't have to connect with people as well and learn how to be nice and kind and respectful. Not that we had issues back in the day too clearly, but now we have this added like awareness and thing that we talk about a lot with how men treat women and how they should treat women, and how we're working on this kind of little bit, be a little bit more equal, and it's not just the guy in the house that's providing and whatever. You're actually having a relationship with these people that you're living with and dating. We've promoted that, but then this like this whole ghosting thing and some of the dating stuff, it's like it's just a new version of not having to figure out how to do that. And then what do you do when you get into a relationship that you really want to be in a relationship with? Like, you're like, okay, I don't want to toss this woman to the side, and now I have to learn. And as people do that, and I've heard multiple women say, they go out with guys who kind of have had this experience and they're older, they're in a relationship with a guy they really want to be in a relationship with, but there's so much that he's got ingrained in him about bad habits, bad sexual habits, bad expectations about the relationship, not knowing how to communicate incredibly well and just have a decent and deep conversation. It's kind of like, that's, I don't need that. I haven't needed that to get what I wanted for years. So why do I need that now? Well, dude, you know? And so women have said in my presence, yeah, I'm just not going to deal with that. I don't have time. I don't want to spend my life that way. And so perhaps, you know, if you care somebody about somebody really deeply and they're open to it, then of course you can move forward and choose to move forward. But it still creates all this time and barrier that it's a bummer that you all of a sudden have to feel like you do. And I'm sure that, again, I'm sorry to pick on men. It's just what I hear more commonly and what I see some of too. And it's a fascinating bummer. Playboy was actually really kind of giving women heck for not being more hard to get, for making men have to work harder to get sex and be able to have to find their way around that and have to have learned how to have a real relationship. There's probably some solid worth in that discussion. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where we're at in years. I don't fully know. I've heard stats that hookup culture has gone up, and I've heard stats that in colleges it hasn't as much. So I don't know. We'll see. But nonetheless, so here's the thing. The whole, like, guy is doing this, it would be, like, fascinating. I'm wondering how many times this has happened, and I'm sure it would tempt me if I was the one on the dating end, and here this guy comes in eventually, you know, 2 years later or whatever, and I'm on a hiring committee. It would be really hard to, I would want so desperately to, like, ask some really pointed questions, you know, just to kind of, so, what have you done something where you've, you know, you didn't have full follow through or whatever the case might be, or get them in the room. If you're doing your interview with them and you pull up their picture, you pull up their little profile, say, well, you know, thanks for coming for the job, but clearly, you know, especially if you need somebody in social situations or whatever the case is, and how does this work for you today? Is this still, have you learned anything from your lack of follow through years ago? And freak them out a little. And I suppose it would be considered harassment, but in some ways it's kind of like, hey, look, if I'm hiring you for something, and I need you to be respectful to people, take care of my customers or whatever. I don't know, can you do that? Or do you just do that in your personal life? And I don't know, doesn't seem just okay to say, well, at least you don't do that at work. I'm just fascinated. Do people really think that it's never going to come around to bite them? And if they do, do they? And again, I can say that I have sort of seen this or heard this happen, not so much seen it, but heard it, where the guy's response is to continue that power play and to continue the whatever and kind of treat her like she's kind of the crappy one. When, yes, there are cases when guys, I'm sure, stop talking to people because a woman is maybe coming garrulely on too strong or whatever the case might be. But you know what? You can also, depending on the situation, you can also discuss that a little bit and say, hey, this isn't the relationship I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little less communication, or I'm looking for whatever at this point. Are you cool with that? If somebody is looking for a hookup and not looking for a relationship, and you can be clear, and maybe the person's fine with it, but maybe they're just trying to create that connection with you in case it's going to be more. Just exploring the possibilities kind of thing. So who knows? I don't know where we're at. I think of the HR thing too. And I've worked in HR. I worked at a company that was very desirable for people to get in. And we had a couple people there who were very good at remembering who people were and what they did. And I more than once saw people say, oh yeah, that person's coming in for an interview. Well, I remember them from this job, and this person didn't come in for an interview, or they came and they didn't show up for their first day of work, or various situations that I was like, wow, that was a wake up call for me. Not that I would ever ditch on an interview or anything like that without explaining myself. But the point of, I'm confident in some cases that came to bite that person in the butt, basically. The whole, when you've got two or three candidates there and they've made it to the finals, but you're the one who didn't show up for your job at their other company, well, it's going to take some serious consideration to trust you, especially when it's recent, in the last couple of years, and not like, well, 25 years ago. Anyway, I'm amazed sometimes at the power that people think that they sort of have and can use and toss around and be disrespectful to people. So yeah, we need like a Yelp. I don't know, like it would be horribly, horribly abused, and I have no desire for it. But at the same time, it would be nice when I hear these women talk about these things and see this happening, to be able to toss this person's information in the middle, go, does anybody know this person? Like, do they know? Do they follow through? Is it me or is it everybody that they try to set up a date with and then go, ha ha, see you later, not going to do this? Is it a mental issue? Is it that that's really not their picture and they don't feel confident because they're not as attractive as the picture that they posted out? Or I mean, I know there's a lot of different things that go into it. It's just, what does that all mean? And what negative effects does it have on our culture, on the way people date and connect and communicate, and the people who are getting jerked around, and the people who are doing the jerking around? I think that is not to be understated, of what that means. I mean, I'm sorry, but if I knew somebody that was a habit for them of doing that in dating, I probably don't want that person around me. I don't want that kind of power BS. Somebody just thinking that they can do that. I don't want you in my company. Maybe you're great at running whatever you're running. Maybe. And I don't know, is that a good enough reason? But if you can only work on that kind of power, that's kind of sad. And we probably speaks to the fact that we need a lot better human training as we grow up in our culture. When I see things like that, it's like, wow, what did they get? And I'm sorry to pick on the dudes, but this is something that we see and experience as women, as we function in the world. And so if you're listening to this and you don't like me saying that, check yourself. How are you doing that? I mean, everybody does crap. Men, women, everybody. We do things, we have power in the moment that we maybe take advantage of, and that's not necessarily a cool thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it's a human thing. But can you be aware of those moments? We all can grow from doing that, sort of abusing our power in a sense. And we can grow from learning about abusing our power, not by doing it and experience. I mean, I suppose that's how we learn. We do it, we experience it, we see that it goes bad, and we learn and try to reflect. There is that. But it's, if that's your pattern, kind of a person are you and who do you want to be? And to address the women thing, I have heard a few situations where women, the guys have complained that women, they get flirty. And then when it comes time, the guy wants to meet, then they don't want to. So I know it happens both ways. And I wonder sometimes with women, again, potentially same reasons as men, right? They need their ego stroked. They like, it's a place they can potentially use their sexual power. Not saying that's good or whatever. I'm just saying it's a thing. And there's also safety concerns. There are women who want to date, I think, more than they do, but they feel like you're taking your safety in your own hands whenever you go out or meet somebody or whatever the case might be. So just a little dating advice for dudes, I guess. Be aware of that. She's trying to suss you out, not because she wants to, just because she's just trying to make sure everything's okay. And I know some guys who are honestly nice guys get really kind of not offended by that, but a little frustrated because they know their intention is so not there. But understand that, you know, who knows what her experiences are with other people. And it sucks. I don't want it to be that way. I'd like a world where we're not that way. So part of it is the effects of guys doing some of that stuff and ghosting and crap. It's not that that's maybe obviously physically painful, emotionally painful, yes. Physically painful, maybe not so much, and it's not exactly threatening, but it is that sort of a little bit of a weird kind of keeps you going, huh, when that happens. And that can build into people, right? And make them bitter. And and so when guys get treated like crap by women who maybe aren't really treating them like crap, but it's out of protection. Not saying it's a good thing that it's out of protection, but at least understand where it might be coming from. And she probably needs some, you know, she could probably use some therapy too to deal with that, because that's not a way to live your life. But understand, if guys keep doing this stuff, it wears people down and it wears their kindness down. And some people have grown to laugh it off. And I think I've already mentioned this, just the whole, if it becomes normal, is that okay? Or what effects does that have? But sort of sad if it becomes our expectation to just ditch people. What does that do in the broader perspective of how we treat our partner futuristically? Like, I don't think that that doesn't have some version of effect. So I didn't mean for this to be a therapy discussion, but I guess that's kind of what happens sometimes, right? Processing the world is a fascinating thing. So thank you so much for listening. Check out the rest of the podcast on morningswithastranger.com. Check us out on Facebook and share your ghosting stories or your friends' ghosted stories on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. So, and the Amazon, you can go to the website and click on the banner that talks about the cool stuff from the podcast, and we'll just putting some stuff up there. Thought it would be fun. See if people want to check it out, support the podcast by not spending any of their own money, but making an extra click or two to get into Amazon. Just click on whatever. You don't have to buy whatever it is that you click on. Do your shopping and a little piece of your purchase, not an extra financial input from you, but a piece of the purchase goes to support the podcast. So take good care and we'll see you next time. Have a good day.